The bottle shatters before I've even taken off my coat.
You never even knew her!
He roars, and I flinch because I didn't expect it to start like this. Not this fast, not this loud.
Everything you told me, every word, was a lie.
Cole, please. Please don't do this. I need you to believe me. I start, but Hugh's already crossing the room. He grabs my arm so hard I cry out, dragging me further inside, kicking the door shut behind us with his heel. The air reeks of sweat, stale beer, and something darker underneath. He throws me down onto a chair, heavy breathing, eyes wild.
Sit the fuck down, he hisses. We're not done.
I stay frozen. My heart is slamming in my chest like a fist against glass.
You and Megan were best mates, weren't you?
He sneers.
Tell me about all our lovers. Come on, let's have it.
I try to shake my head, but the room is spinning, my breath is short.
She had someone else,
he says, lip curling.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Kasim. So there was someone else. You didn't tell me that, did you?
Funny, you told me so much. Why not that?
I didn't know,
I say quickly.
I swear I didn't know.
You didn't know?
His voice breaks into a laugh, a hollow, awful sound.
Of course you fucking knew.
He lunges suddenly, grabs my shoulders, his thumbs driving into my collarbones, and the pain flashes white behind my eyes.
Oh, it's Kasim. You've been giving him information about me. About Mex.
No, Cole, please.
My words break apart as he twists a fist into my hair, yanking my head back. His voice is low and close now, vibrating against my skull.
You think I didn't know why you came here? You think I'm stupid?
Cole, I was trying to help.
I gasp.
I thought you needed to know the truth. I thought...
He shoves me backwards, suddenly releasing me, and I stumble into the edge of the table.
You thought I needed to know?
He says, pacing now.
You needed. You needed. Jesus Christ.
For just a second, just a second, he looks spent, and his eyes flick to my handbag, still lying open on the floor, my phone screen lit. He snatches it up and reads the notification. His expression hardens.
This is to confirm your appointment with Dr. Abdik.
His voice trails off, his eyes narrowing.
You've been seeing him?
My mouth is dry, but the tears begin to cloud my speech.
It's not what you think.
Then what the fuck is it then?
He shouts, rising again. I'm backing into the corner now, heart slamming, vision swimming.
What have you been saying to him?
He comes for me again. I can't speak, I can't move. I'm pressed against the wall, his body blocking the light. And then suddenly, he grabs my arms and starts dragging me through the living room towards the stairs.
No, don't. Please. Please don't, Cole.
You don't get to walk away, he growls.
You don't get to lie to me and walk away.
Cole, stop, please.
I try to scream, but nothing comes out. My voice breaks on the inside. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm just looking to stay alive.